Okay, we're starting further. We're continuing further in the Peleoids, page 75. We read one line yesterday, so we're going to go much further than one line. Yadua shagezel ha-goy chamer migezel Yisrael. We know it's understandable, it's understood, that although from a halachically, strict halachic perspective, that stealing from a goy is, quote-unquote, less chamer, is less stringent than stealing from a Jew. However, that's not true, because it's meta halacha. There's halacha beyond the strict, literally, Yeshua's hadin, which is, by the way, it's just a general perspective in terms of living life, looking at not just because you can do it doesn't mean you should do it. There's moral perspectives, and Daniel and I actually were talking about this yesterday, which is, why would Hashem, in a sense, create gaps, and there's something halachically that's okay, and yet somehow it's totally immoral? How does that work? I mean, if it's halacha, shouldn't it be moral? By definition, the answer is no. Hashem leaves us space, at least according to many understandings, Hashem leaves us space to add in our element of morality as well, meaning the halacha is top down, but also morality is supposed to be bottom up. And how we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're being mice of the Yer Shamayim in the lines, in the gaps in between.
The only criteria we really have for moral decisions is Torah.
That's true. That is very true. And part and parcel of a person works themselves, they'll have a certain chush for it. But also, there's other halachas that you take into account. I mean, there's Musar, there's Yer Shamayim, there's what we said specifically over here, because together with the stealing of from a non-Jew is Shenilva Ima Gam Avin Chilal Hashem Chomer. Because literally, the Indian of Chilal Hashem, which is not, oh, they might find out, but like, could you imagine when they would find out? What would happen? What would be all on the front cover of every single New York Times? Now, people say, yeah, but they hate us anyway. What's the difference? This is like, really, you hear this all the time. But they hate us anyway. They're going to find reasons to hate us anyway. So you might as well. No, we don't think of those for a second. Again, there's a fine line between all these different things. I'm just telling you the general klalim, how you specifically deal with it. But for sure, it should never come with a lack of sensitivity towards it. You have to have more sensitivity. Very, very scary thing. It says that based out in Yoni Kabbalah, that when a person steals from a non-Jew, the sar, every single nation has a sar. So that sar of that nation will, in a sense, will then start to be receiving power, yinuka, from the klipas. What are klipas? Klipas we'll talk about at a different time. But basically, it's like where HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and then there's koyach hara, there's koyach hatoiv, the koyach hara, the forces of evil. But klipa literally means like the husks. What that means? I mean, it's like externally, right? If we're looking from a Muslim standpoint, looking at the world from an external perspective is like looking at the world through the klipas. We need the kaimelah. This is what we say in halacha. Tos ha'akum mutter. That unfortunately, you go to a store, the store owner gave you $20 extra instead of giving you exact change. What happens? Oh, you don't have to go back. Aval osur latoy. So you're not allowed to do it in such a way you're going to chop them.
Does that cause klipas to be upset?
Very much so.
Well, now, I feel $20. What?
If you
overpay for $20, does that cause the gezel?
I just said, yeah. If I feel the limb curl, then you're stealing.
Well, you said that's okay.
It's gezel akum, which is mutter. I don't think that's arousing the klipas gezel akum.
I didn't understand that he was asking.
If you cause the goy,
I thought you're saying, he said, also that's what you're saying. You're talking about, were you doing it on purpose, or they did it by mistake? Like an innocent mistake. Okay, this is a mistake. No. Tos akum is mutter. Is it an opportunity for Kiddush Hashem to give it back? Absolutely. I'll tell you, very short thing. My nephew is a tzaddik of a little kid. He's now 13 years old, but this story happened when he was 11 years old. He went to, I believe it was like maybe Disneyland or Disney, wherever one of these places were, and he bought a cup for soda or something. And then he took like a refill. But he says, but afterwards he realized he wasn't sure if they actually give free refills or not. And it was like he already left the trip. The school went on the trip, but he left the trip already. And he sent a letter back on his own volition. He sent the letter back to Disney World saying, and with change, the extra change for the refill. And he sent it to them saying, I feel really bad. I realized afterwards that I probably took without permission. And Disney World went crazy. They went around. She was like, this kid is amazing. They sent him like memorabilia and like, it's like, wow, you see your family is so good. You're being raised properly. And it was clear that his name's Chaim Yosef Kasorla, right? His name's Chaim Kasorla. Right? Sounds Jewish. I think you've made reference maybe to Judaism. I'm not exactly sure. Such an opportunity for, yeah, did he get a free refill? Did you get your short-term benefit of getting a free refill? Yeah, you did. But what he got in the long run was a kiddush shem shamayim. That's what matters more than anything else. Oh, So it seems like this. But however, though, it's also, although maybe an innocent mistake may be permitted, you're not allowed to do it in such a way that you're causing them to make that mistake. Well, for example, to give them, you know, let's say, for example, it's like a new thing. Or at least when I was growing up, there was like a thing among Goyim that Goyim wanted to buy kosher food. Why? Because it was cleaner. It was more organic. Whatever it was, right? It gave the impression that it was cleaner. So let's say you have a Gevaldig businessman. Oh, Gevaldig idea. All these Goyim, they want to buy this kosher food. Ah, good chap. I'll buy it from the Kmart. I'll sell it off as a Star K, right? Okay. I'll buy it from the Circle K, which is a branch of gasoline stations in Phoenix, Arizona, yeah? So I'll buy it from the Circle K. I'll sell it as okay, right? Exactly. And what happens? Oh, boom, I can upmark the price. Kosher prices of 10 times the price. Genius idea, right? Mayor thinks it's a Gevaldig idea. Osir, he says. Why is it? I'm not saying it. Right? Why does he say it's Osir? It's literally, you're being mad to them on purpose. Oh, you literally moist them as the office. You give them, what do you call it? Counterfeit money, that was the word I'm looking for. Oh, it's perfect money, it's absolutely, you can trust me. Or to mix them together with good ones. Hakol Osir, the Gezel Gomer Mikir. This is literally all Osir, and it's considered literally Gezel Gomer. You figure out another way where somebody's like unwilling to give, so you know this is not, doesn't work in fundraising. You know, usually they say that the husband is not willing to give to the cause. But you figure out some way to get it through the wife. The wife usually is the key to the wallet. Okay, but here over here somebody's a kamsin. So what you do is you do it through his wife and not without the husband's knowledge, and from that way you're able to chapois. How is it? Goizel v'choyte v'loy loy, right? That's literally stealing. Because again, the man doesn't want to give. Why are you defining other methods to go around? Yesh derech yashu lefnei ish. U'biyos ha'adamar matzeh ben anashim li'tein tzedakah matanis alohitzi atzoy shlomi das bailim. V'gam zeh gazel mikri. Right? He does say tzedakah. You have to be very careful. Again, to find other means and other avenues to get what you want. Shoyol shlomi das gazel. Someone, for example, who also is shoyol shlomi das. What does it mean shlomi das? Gemara bava metzia. What does it mean to be shoyol? To lend, right? Shalei shalei midas. What? You borrow, right? Baharbe koshul beinyan na'alayim u'sfarim chadoyim. People will borrow shoes, will borrow svarim. Mamo yitzarech lizor v'lishko v'pele shalei kabo v'shalech le'echo me'ish asher echo u'shasei yormar lei v'libay ba'al imoy oy de uzlei moizel gabe mishum kisufa. Maybe from Beres, but he can serech gazo. These are all in yanim of gazo. V'yesh chevras reyim shenoytel mechavirim b'toris matara b'zol ha'korchem shalei b'tovasim shal ba'ilim. Sometimes you'll figure out your different avenues, different means. I'm gonna who gazel gomer v'noisav gam sho'ivim my love to leisachmoi. These are all ways. Again, the whole common theme among this entire thing is that if you do it regular, you do it straight, you're not gonna get what you want. So you figure out kol mine ways how to get what you want out of the situation. This is not it is not moral. What?
It's established to try and get, put in some effort.
There's a fine line between if the person, listen, you're right. If it's like the natural means, if I go about this, nothing's going to move, nothing's going to happen, that's understandable. But if you're creating a faulty scenario in order to get what you want, that's inappropriate.
Manipulative.
That is, exactly. Right. It's very manipulative.
You're saying the Dutch plastic as a disposable is...
The what? Yeah. Somehow it didn't have what you just said, what? Yeah? I'm not sure what I said had anything to do with badats and plastic. Explain to me what you mean, yeah.
Yeah, instead of putting a hetch on something that doesn't necessarily need it and then charging for...
Well, first of all, number one, no one is manipulating you to buy something. That's number one.
So that's one in my house.
About everything.
I need to
that's number one.
Plastics. But you can say okay. That about everything. Nobody's saying you have to buy this.
And secondly, you should know, just in terms of creating of these products, a lot of times from an industrial standpoint, they use oils that are maybe come from non-kosher material, or at least they're being ma'asher that this is 100% kosher under Arur Pikuach. And some people want that. People are willing to pay the premium.
Hot food comes into contact with vessels, so like to stir coffee, hot coffee, with a spoon that may have had oils involved and things like that. There is a basis.
There actually is a minig that people...
Even tissues. People would take a hot cake, they put something in the microwave, a hot piece of cake, which is oily on a tissue.
So generally, when do you have to do hagala on kalim? When do you have to do hagala on kalim? Hagala means you put it into the hot pan, the big hot vat. When do you do that? On kalim that were used for non-kosher things. But what happens if you buy something new completely from the store? So people have a minig. I'm not saying it's the normative minig, but people do this. They'll buy new kalim and they'll do hagala on them. Why? They never were used, not once. That time they were used. Because why? Because of the chashash of the oils that they used in creating. Maybe they have sometimes a sheen on them that is used, that's coming.
They put it together, the closing of the kalim, they do some kind with oils.
They do, and those oils can be derived or be derivatives from. I mean, it's 100% of chomro. But people do it. But no one's being manipulated to do stuff like that. No one's pushing you to buy. If it's your thing and you have your own personal akpada, it's a thing. But here, I don't want to get far off the field. But the point over here we're saying is that when you're manipulating people to get what you want out of it, you see a certain thing that is literally the definition of leisachmai. This leisachmai is not just you're sitting there just being like, oh, I want it. It's I want it, and then you do certain actions in order to get out of that person.
What about getting sticky tape? But that's the action on sticky tape.
No one's, again, the insight is that no one is manipulating you to buy it.
Guilty,
you know, there's a very famous line from, I think it was from one of the Ger Rebbe's, lost 10 of his kids. And he was, you know, he was obviously very sad, but it didn't affect him on his day-to-day. And the Rebbetzin, his Rebbetzin would say, I don't say, how in the world are you not Tzibrachan Amench? Every day, we lost 10 children, how are you not Tzibrachan Amench? He says, I'll tell you why. He says, the Yisoidis, that comes from Hashem. But tsaris, that comes from zich, that comes from the self. Meaning, if you feel personally embarrassed or guilty, that's your problem, man. That's not their problem. You have to work on your own sense of guilt. But in terms of whether a person wants to or not, that no one's pushing you to do that. Again, we're talking about here a situation where you are manipulating the scenario in order to get what you want out of it ultimately, which is completely inappropriate. Okay, we'll be.